Well, if you're taking a road trip over the summer break and planning to read some books along the way, we've got the perfect guest on summer reading today to offer some advice on a well-read journey. Lisa Miller is the host of ABC TV's Backroads and, of course, Muster Dogs.
Oh, good morning, Mel.
So what's currently on your bedside table? What are you getting stuck into?
Right at the moment, I'm getting stuck into Long Island by Colm Tóibín. He was the writer of Brooklyn, which a lot of people might know about. And after a year of not doing a lot of reading, I splashed out because the bookstore down the road from me is closing, and I thought, I'm going to buy some books for summer. So I bought 4 books, and I think that's probably the first time I've done that this year because I'm a big fan of libraries as well. But I bought this book. I was going to save it for my holiday reading, Mel.
Excellent.
And I can tell you right now, I'm at page 283.
Look,
so we did not get saved.
I'm very sad to hear your local bookshop is closing down, but I can definitely empathise with the desire to go into a bookshop and come away with a haul. There's nothing like having a couple of books under your arm to give you a bit of a pep in your stride.
Well, I'd just forgotten how beautiful that feeling was, and I've always had such a lovely relationship with books over the years. My very first job as a teenager, my part-time job, was at the Gympie Town Library. And
on
a Thursday night and a Saturday morning, my job was to go in there and put all the books back onto the shelves that people had returned. But you could imagine, Mel, the anticipation of having all these books on the trolley as you're moving down the aisles and just wanting to peruse them. Mm. And then I would often end up thinking, oh, I'll take that one home. Oh, I'll take that one out. I'm not going to put it back on the shelf. So I have had a long love affair with books, and it is, I don't know what happened to the year. Don't know what happened to 2025. It got a bit busy with Muster Dogs and Backroads and Logies and all the rest of it, but 2026 is definitely going to be the year of more book reading. The other one I bought is Mother Mary Comes to Me by Rhonda Harty Roy, which is her memoir, which just, you know, you open up a book and you see the very first paragraph and you think, I'm sucked in already. Like the very first line is, she chose September, that most excellent month, to make her move.
Oh, that's a great opening line.
Isn't it wonderful? It's like, what was the move? Why September? Why was September excellent? Like you just straight away want to start getting into it.
That's the sign of a Booker Prize winning author right there.
Yes, exactly.
Her wonderful book, The God of Small Things.
Yes.
Lisa, I'm really interested that you often borrow books from the library. As a longtime foreign correspondent, you moved around and lived in lots of parts of the world, and travelling and book collections don't really go together very well. And I'm sure you have this as well when you're on the road for back roads. So how do you go with juggling having books and wanting to read but also being on the go?
Oh, Mel, you have just hit the nail on the head, and I've had to make some really big decisions lately because after years of dreaming that I would have a wall of books in my home, my own personal library, I realised that wasn't going to happen. And actually, I needed to divest myself of some of the books that I had just kept in storage, which is just silly. And I've tried going to electronic reading over the years and did that for a little while, but it's just not the same as having a book in your hands. Mm-hmm. And there are times where I've read a book that has stuck with me. Like there was a childhood book that I read called The Borribles, and I read it at the library, and then years and years later, I stumbled across it in a bookshop and I bought it straight away. And I've got it in my hands right now because I'm talking to you from home. Mm. And the pages are yellowed. It smells a bit dusty, but it's not going anywhere. I'm keeping that one. So I've just had to make some tough decisions about the books that have a very special meaning to me.
That is hard. I'm impressed you've been able to do that. I'm going to have to make that call at some point to stop my collection overwhelming me, but I'm not willing to part with books yet. Look, Lisa, you're also an author. You've written an autobiography, Daring to Fly.
Yes.
Tell me about writing your own story after years of telling other people's stories. You know, when you're a foreign correspondent, when you're a journalist, you're very focused on telling other people's stories. It's a really different thing to tell your own.
Oh, it was difficult, but it was cathartic. And a publisher had asked me for a few years to think about writing, and I said, no, oh, the world does not need anything more on Lisa Miller. Forget about it. I'm not going to be writing about myself, because we're not used to turning the mirror and looking at ourselves and deeply reflecting. It's not something that comes naturally. But the moment happened when I found myself in Melbourne, living by myself during the awful COVID years, and I was isolated from my family in Queensland. I'd only just returned after 9 years overseas, and I did have some things I needed to work through. I did have some big moments when I was overseas that I needed to process, and there were a lot of tears. I sat at my laptop. I'd go to work and present News Breakfast. I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd go in, present the show, have to come home immediately because of the restrictions on movement in Melbourne. And I would just sit at my laptop and for the next 6 hours churn out a couple of thousand words a day. I set myself the goal every day. And there were some days that I didn't want to write. But another author who was a former colleague of ours, Tim Aliff, said to me once, you've just got to glue your bum to the chair, Lisa Miller. Even if you don't feel like writing, you've just got to put words down. So I stuck with that advice.
I think that as a journalist, nothing like having some deadlines and discipline can go a really long way. Well, Tim Aliff's got a new book out too, so perhaps we can add that to people's reading lists for this summer. Lisa, thank you so much for taking me through your reading and writing world. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mel, lovely to chat.